Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says sustainability is no longer a slogan but a necessity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges universities to be sanctuaries of ideation. Governor La Ganesan reviews TB elimination efforts in state and Naglen joins global celebration of Olympic Day. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio highlights unifying spirit of the Olympic movement. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the world is facing the crisis of climate change and sustainability is no longer a slogan but has become a necessity. Addressing the National Students' Convocation 2025 of the Institute of Cost Accountants of India, ICMAI, in New Delhi, the President said the students can bring a great change in the future of the planet with their skills. She urged corporate organizations to keep environmental costs in mind and not work solely for profits. She said ICMAI has played a crucial role in making the Indian economy one of the strongest in the world today.
ICMAI has been a partner in the country's progress as it provides highly valuable support to policymakers, to central and state governments, as well as to various organizations in developing cost-efficient strategies, systems and manuals.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has called on universities to grow into sanctuaries of ideas and ideation. Addressing vice chancellors of universities at a conference of the Association of Indian Universities today, he said the state of education defines not only the state of academics, but the state of the nation. He also called for universities to play the role of social change.
Our universities are not meant to just hand out degrees. The degrees must carry great weightage, and therefore, universities have to be places or sanctuaries of ideas and ideation, crucibles of innovation. These places have to catalyze big change that responsibility owes on the vice chancellors in particular and the academia in general.
Mr. Dhankar also encouraged heads of institutions to promote affordable education. The two-day conference event is being attended by 300 vice-chancellors from across the country, while another 200 VCs will join online. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan today convened a review meeting on the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan with senior officials of the Department of Health and Family Welfare at Raj Bhavan in Kohima. Commending the department's efforts, the governor emphasized the role of religious leaders in reducing stigma and promoting awareness. He urged individuals and institutions to register at Nikshay Mitras to support TB patients with additional nutritional and social care. Health Minister Pai Wang Konyak briefed the governor on strategies, challenges and ongoing efforts, particularly in remote and vulnerable communities. Commissioner and Secretary Anup Khinchi highlighted the importance of intersectoral coordination and community engagement, while Principal Secretary Waikiketo Sema also called for special health camps in all districts to accelerate detection and treatment. The meeting concluded with a strong reaffirmation from all stakeholders to intensify efforts towards making Naglen TB-free by 2025. As part of the ongoing Dharti Abha Jan Bhagidari Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan, multiple awareness cum saturation camps were held across districts in Nagaland. The campaign aims to ensure 100% coverage of government welfare schemes with special focus on tribal areas. In Kohima, a district-level camp was held today at Kigwema village, where on-the-spot enrollments and services were provided across various departments. Representatives from 9 villages in the southern Angami region participated. Meanwhile, Changtungya town in Mokokchung district hosted a similar camp covering Ungar, Changtungya and Yong Yimson villages. In Shamator, the campaign focused on women's welfare, including registration for Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana and sanitary pad distribution. The events at Yakor, Mulyangkur and Chashir villages also featured Aadhaar services and CMHIS enrollment. Earlier, a comprehensive camp was held at Sitikima block in Sumukirima district, providing services such as pension schemes, ration cards and Mudra Yojana, among others. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Naglin today joined the global celebration of International Olympic Day with the Olympic Day Run 2025 held at IG Stadium in Kohima. Speaking at the event, Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Kethosi Teosekhose, emphasized the importance of staying active in today's sedentary lifestyle, saying it not only improves health, but also helps uncover talent, especially among the youth. Lauding the presence of the promising athletes at the event, Mr. Sekhose also urged parents to support children in pursuing their interests in sports. He further highlighted the state government's investments in sports infrastructure and urged all to take advantage of the initiative.
The government has already constructed about 28 futsal grounds, constructing about 31 multidisciplinary indoor stadiums. This year too, we have about 10 each coming up, and in the years to come, every district is going to feature not only a local ground with floodlight facilities, but even a ground which can be of international standard, and I think it is high time we take advantage of this initiative of the government.
With India bidding host the 2036 Olympic Games, Mr. Sekhose encouraged the youth of Nagaland to also prepare over the next decade for future opportunities in international events. Organized by the Nagaland Olympic Association, the event saw enthusiastic participation from over 160 young athletes aged between 8 and 12 from across the state. On the occasion of Olympic Day, Chief Minister Dr. Nipuro highlighted the enduring spirit of the Olympic tradition. Reflecting on the theme, Let's Move, he urged citizens to embrace the inspiring global call to action. Dr. Rio hoped that the Olympic values of excellence, sportsmanship, friendship and respect would foster unity across the world. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation, driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus India's unwavering commitment to inclusive growth, a journey of empowerment, opportunity and reform for the country's minority communities.
Over the past decade, the government has made significant strides in uplifting minority communities through targeted initiatives in education, economic empowerment and infrastructure development. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram alone approved projects worth over 18,400 crore rupees. Meanwhile, the National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation disbursed over 752 crore rupees to more than 1.74 lakh beneficiaries, offering concessional loans to the backward sections. Cultural and community-specific initiatives have also made a meaningful impact. The Haj Suvidha app and dedicated training programs for Haj volunteers have enhanced the pilgrimage experience. To strengthen transparency and governance, the landmark WAF Amendment Act 2025 was enacted, followed by the launch of the UMEED portal, ushering in a new era of digital management for WAF properties. Additionally, schemes like the Buddhist Development Plan, Geo Parsi and others have addressed the unique needs of different communities by preserving culture, promoting education and enhancing community welfare. Through dedicated schemes, scholarship support, digital reforms and heritage preservation, the government continues to foster meaningful empowerment and lasting inclusion. Inclusion is not just a policy, it's a promise. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
In a major milestone, Tripura today carved its name by becoming a fully literate state, the third such in the country after Mizoram and Goa. Announcing the achievement during a program in Agartala, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said there is no specific age or time for education. The Chief Minister emphasized that literacy is the key to the dream of a developed India by 2047. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says, sustainability is no longer a slogan but a necessity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges universities to be sanctuaries of ideation. Governor La Ganesan reviews TB elimination efforts in state and Nagaland joins global celebration of Olympic Day. Chief Minister Dr. Nipuro highlights unifying spirit of Olympic movement. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.